Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we're delighted to welcome our friend Rich Campbell. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
We are doing well. We are arguing about Bears quarterbacks, which apparently we've been doing for far too long.
Sounds like when I first got to the Tribune seven seasons ago.
Seven seasons ago, Rich, and you have some breaking news for on your personal beat to share today from what we understand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I am leaving the Tribune. I'm leaving the Bears beat. I'm leaving sports writing altogether to take a job as an editor at a tax and audit consulting firm, downtown RSM. A real lifestyle change is what that's all about, to be able to leave sports writing, sports journalism voluntarily and on my own terms. I'm extremely fortunate because others have not been so lucky, but for me, it's time for a lifestyle change with two children under two and to trade the grind of that commute up to Hallis Hall for the grind of corporate America. So it's been a very intense couple of weeks, starting to spread the news a little bit, extracting myself from the Tribune and all the great people there and sort of wrapping my head around a new life.
Well, we wish you the best with it, Rich. It's always a sad day when we lose a writer, when a journalist decides that to pursue other things. I think it's happened far too often, certainly in this town. But yeah. But we'll miss you a ton, and you've done a great job over your time at the Tribune, and it's been a ton of fun to talk to you about.
Yeah, Rich, really, best of luck, because seven seasons ago, I can remember when you came here from Washington and. And you were really eager to make an impression, and you did. You did a terrific job in print. You did a terrific job on this radio station, and every time you represented the Tribune. And I know that could not have been an easy decision, and yet I think everyone can respect it because, you know, sports writing and sports journalism is a tough racket right now. And whether it's because of lifestyle changes or the uncertainty about newspapers moving forward, I think everybody understands the reasons for doing what you're doing, and you're going to be missed. I'll just say that in this market, at this radio station, and certainly at the newspaper.
Well, thank you for saying that. That it has been a tough decision and one I've thought about very hard for a long time. And I can't say that there's any one or two or three things that have compelled me to go this direction. It's more than that. It's a lot. But when you start to weigh the good and the bad and the positive and then maybe what's ahead, what's holding you back, you guys like you, the opportunity to come on the station and talk to you, talk to the audience, try to have a high level conversation about the Bears and really explore why the team is the way it is, where they're heading and why they're heading there. That's what it's all about. That's what makes it fun. And you guys have both been in the same seat that I've been in. So you guys yep. know exactly what it's like to cover the beat, the trade-offs of that. I can imagine there are more than a few listeners out there going, covering the Bears is the ultimate job. And it's weird how things change over time. And for everyone who does respect it, even if they don't understand it, I do really appreciate that. But the fun of it all is talking about the team and examining the team. And I know that's never going to stop, and I'm going to be watching and rooting for the analysts to continue to do great work.
So it wasn't the sight of Mark Trestman back on the sidelines that caused you into some sort of trauma?
he You remember, David, we were in a restaurant in Philly in 2017 watching the end of the Grey Cup on our phones right there.
Right.
To that Tressman won that Grey Cup. You know, that's what we'll end up, or I'll end up missing the most of those types of dinners with media friends and breaking down the laughs and the eye rolls that we've had over the years. I will say this, commuting from Chicago to Lake Forest every day, and I'm sure there are a ton of people out there who are doing that commute right now, listening to us and thanking the Score for enabling them to get through that commute. That's a tough deal. That's a tough deal. And once you decide that you can't, that doesn't fit your life anymore, then you've got a host of different changes you can introduce to the way your life is structured, your family is structured. And that's really where my wife and I came. That's the conclusion we came to. But the Tressman thing is kind of funny because you have to take stock of the seven seasons once you get to this point and the finality of my decision and the totality of it all. And I did add up the wins and losses over the 7 years. It took a little bit longer to add up the losses. They were 47 and 66 if you include the playoff loss. That's a lot of losing football. The team has a tough road.
And how do you leave them? You walk away from this beat. What condition is this team in? What do you anticipate happening in the future? Do you see them on the verge, Rich, or do you see them needing an upgrade at a different position or two?
I think they're in trouble. I think they're in trouble, and it's because of the quarterback. And if Mitch Trubisky goes out and has a stellar 2020, a serviceable 2020 or a better 2020 than he did last season, then we can revisit that. But until you see it, for me, I don't believe that he is going to be the guy they said he is, because he hasn't been. He hasn't proved that. He went the wrong direction. He hasn't taken off under this head coach the way they thought he was. And it's about the quarterback. You guys have been covering the league much longer than I did, and it's about the quarterback. You know that. And so if your quarterback is stuck, and you can no longer get by on that rookie quarterback contract and build that team around him like they tried to do, and you misevaluated him, you're in trouble. It sets your organization back. And until Mitch does it, and I'm not saying he can't, but I'm saying until you see it, that's the way I feel about them. And, you know, speaking about Mitch personally, I truly enjoyed 3 seasons covering him. I think he is a guy you root for. He treats people the right way. He is a nice guy. He is a person that teammates enjoy being around, and us in the media, I enjoyed his honesty, his self-awareness, the way he would criticize himself, not take our criticism personally most of the time. But until he does it on the field, you're stuck. You're stuck at 8-8. You're stuck around there.
I can remember 17 years ago coming here from the South Bend Tribune to cover the Bears for the Chicago Tribune, and the sports editor at the time, Dan McGrath, said, you know, I like, what should I expect? And he said, well, it's like the White House beat. You know, it's like in Chicago, covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune is, or for any Chicago newspaper, is like, it's that kind of importance to a lot of people. How did you find it, Rich? I mean, what surprised you about covering this team? You were at Washington, you covered the Redskins, so you've been in a big market, but did anything stand out when you leave it now that you'll say, okay, I didn't expect that?
Well, The covering the Redskins in Washington prepared me for covering the Bears in Chicago, because that they are held in similar regard, in similar importance to the audience. And the one thing I always said about DC is you could add up the interest in all of the other teams in DC and it would not equal the Redskins. Now, that might have changed there because the Nationals have won the World Series, the Capitals have won the World Series, and the Redskins have really regressed. In Chicago, I wouldn't say that about Chicago, but that's not a knock on the interest in the Bears. It's a testament to how great a sports town it is that when I came here in 2013, the Blackhawks had just won their second cup. The Cubs were on the verge, they were in a rebuild, on the verge of a title. And the Bears also, despite their lack of success, sustained success, they still were held in such high regard. And that was just even about the Tribune part of it and the 670 part of it. I can't tell you how many people will come up to me and say, or tell my wife something like, hey, I listen to you on 670 all the time. The ratio of that to I read you in the Tribune is like 100 to 1. So you understand that the audience is everywhere. They're extremely committed. And what I had to come to learn about the Bears specifically were the scars of the quarterback position that the fans carry, the impact of 85 and the rarity, the loneliness of that success, and how that has impacted the fan base and how that colors and contextualizes the context. Those two things, most importantly. And then a lot of it is details, right? The personalities that preceded me and set the stage, Lovie Smith, a Brian Urlacher. How did those guys create that team that I stepped into the locker room to cover in 2013 and, of course, pick up from there? 2 seasons of Tressman, 3 seasons of John Fox, and the last 2 with Matt Nagy.
Rich, do you see any comparison between the Skins in terms of ownership, instability at the quarterback position versus the Bears? I mean, it seems like, you know, Cutler was here for a while, and that you thought might stabilize that position, but it did not really ultimately work out in the way they anticipated when they made that move. But I remember the Favre years; they used to print in the Green Bay media guide the list of quarterbacks that had started during Favre's tenure during his streak. And I think the Skins were the only team, other than the Bears, that were the only team that had more quarterbacks starting than the Bears did.
Those two teams, and I remember this even from covering the Redskins during the Favre era, and as Peyton Manning kind of got on. And yes, absolutely. The Bears and the Redskins are those two teams where the list since quarterback X took over is in the 20s. You know, guys who have started games are in the 20s. And so that similarity was real, and that helped me apply filters and a lens to the Bears situation. I would just say, though, when it comes to ownership, the owner in D.C. has been more meddlesome than the McCaskies have been. I think the way the McCaskies structure their organization, if I were an owner, I would do it that way. Team president, general manager, coach, and the coach reports to the GM, the team president kind of oversees it, and then as the owner, you've got to be smart about football. You've got to be engaged. It's your company. It's your business. But, and you know, the key is just having the right people in those places. So I think the Bears at least have the structure the right way. They have to prove on the field that they have the right people in place. That has been an ongoing challenge, an ongoing test to prove that, not just since I've been here, since they were in the Super Bowl in 1985. So that is the one big difference. And I think the one truth over that whole time, that the 12 seasons that I covered the league, is if you don't have the quarterback right, you're just not going to sustain success.
Rich, thanks a ton. Really appreciate catching up with you. And God bless you. Look forward to hearing from you and all the great stuff.
Thanks, Rich. Great job. Buddy. Don't be a stranger.
My pleasure, fellas. I won't be a stranger. Take care.
That is Rich Campbell, formerly of the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, big news. Kind of knew about it, and it's going to be a big loss because he's very good on the radio station and he was very good in print. So he making a decision for family reasons, and you got to respect it.
Leaving the business. Stuff.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.